Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous help? If your answer was yes, then you have tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you have heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. This Saturday's special is Premier Digest and the HCL Detox Kit. If you buy two or more, you get 25% off each bottle. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. If you prefer, you can email your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. You can use that same email address to send me any questions that you have, and I will answer them on the air next week. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Today, Dr. Heist and I will be discussing the digestive system and how it plays such a critical role in our overall health. Dr. Heist, welcome back to Central Florida Healthline.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be back again.
Poor digestion seems to be an epidemic in this country, and most people think it's something that they either have to live with or they can just fix by taking a purple pill or an antacid, but this really is not the case at all, is it?
Boy, absolutely not. The general principle is that wellness and health can't be achieved through an artificial means. We've got to go back to the natural underlying molecules that help to heal. And the Lord made that. In the beginning, a few weeks ago when we were on the program, I mentioned that Genesis 1:29 was the first mention in Scripture by the Lord that He was going to put the food on the planet for us to eat. And therein lies the food that resonates with the cells of the body. There's nothing foreign about herbs. That's God-made. And that's the only material, not man-made, it's only material that can really resonate with the DNA within the cells of the organs of the body. So any kind of a drug approach is you can push symptoms around and you can suppress symptoms or you can excite the body in some way, but it doesn't bring health or wellness. Therefore, health is not a commodity that we can buy like a drug off of a shelf. We can push symptoms or we can suppress symptoms. We can make things look better, maybe even on a blood test, but there is no way that a drug or medication is anything like an herb. It is the only product, the only molecule that the Lord makes that will really resonate with the DNA within the cell. So it doesn't have any side effects or whereas a drug or medicine, though it can treat symptoms, it does not restore the wellness or health of the body.
You are correct. Now, it seems like probably one of the biggest complaints that people have with their digestive system is they experience a lot of heartburn. And low stomach acid, people are going to be surprised. Low stomach acid can actually cause indigestion because too little hydrochloric acid is the most common of the acid stomach. In fact, the acid feeling that you have is not from the hydrochloric acid or producing too much acid, but it's from the lactic acid and other acids that are there due to the rotting of the food in the stomach.
Right. Acetic acid, lactic acid, those are the bad acids that burn. And so when you take meds to try and suppress the acids, it also suppresses the already insufficient amounts of hydrochloric acid. So it does not fix the problem. It just suppresses the symptoms, and then the food goes undigested, which I think you want to get into.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'll give, you know, provide some temporary relief, but and then in the long run, you know, regular use of those antacids, it just makes the problem worse. This weekend special, the HCL Detox Kit, will actually help provide enough of the HCL to start digesting the food that you just ate and try to eliminate that heartburn that you've been experiencing. Because with low stomach acid, even the best foods cannot be properly digested. And if you're unable to absorb your nutrients because your food isn't digested, then you start experiencing a number of other health problems.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're interested, give us a call at Heiss Health Clinic to place your order for the HCL Detox Kit. And that number is 407-677-1660. Again, that's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order along with any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF is in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. Some fun digestive facts also that, you know, HCL, that can be completely suppressed by emotion or worry. In fact, the digestive system, that shuts down when you're in that fight or flight mode, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. And typically kids, because of their adrenal glands, they're younger, they've not had the stresses over a period of years, kids can... Well, they oftentimes don't have problems with the need to suppress this bad acid in the system because they have enough gastric juice secretion from the gastrin glands in the stomach to produce hydrochloric acid. But as we get older, then the pendulum switches, and a number of different circumstances can subtly begin to suppress or sedate the normal secretion of hydrochloric acid that the body would normally be able to do on its own. You know, the stresses of day-to-day living can begin to put a stress on the adrenal gland, and that is one of the glands that also helps to provide stimulus to the gastric glands in the stomach to produce or secrete the hydrochloric acid. So it's just a, you know, one thing creates another, but as we get older, then how do we deal with it? Well, you can take antacids or you can take hydrochloric acid, and the dose recommended for that hydrochloric acid you mentioned about, Renee, generally, we find when we test a patient is generally for an adult, 2 capsules per meal with the food. And that will increase the acid content to help the original digestion process in the stomach before it goes on into the small intestine.
Yeah, that is correct. They did a study back in the 70s. The Germans did a study and found that once we turn 30, our body starts producing less and less of the hydrochloric acid. And then by the time we turn 75, we produce zero. And that is what gets the digestive process started. So there's a number of other things that can also cause the stomach to produce less hydrochloric acid, like eating heavily cooked foods, eating foods that are just difficult to digest, such as red meats or fried foods. Foods that contain artificial preservatives and additives, other bad things like soft drinks and white sugar.
Yeah.
Even barbecue foods can cause high digestive stress. And then if you've got a nutrient poor diet, and like you said, antibiotics, medications like painkillers, or even excessive alcohol use,
right,
has also been known to suppress that. And HCL is actually one of our body's first line of defense against disease-causing microbes.
Right.
So if the stomach has, you know, weak acid, this allows infecting organisms to get past the stomach and then set up infections in other areas. So a healthy stomach acid is also required to absorb a lot of the minerals. Iron is one, calcium, magnesium, zinc, most of your B complex vitamins. So my thought is if you've got somebody that gets a blood test and they see that, you know, their iron levels are low or their B levels are low or anything like that, then the first thing would be to think poor digestion.
Right.
So.
And the digestive process starts in the stomach. That's where the true digestion occurs. Once the food moves out of the stomach, goes into the small intestine, then bicarbonate ions change the whole pH mechanism and hydrochloric acid is no longer necessary. So you'll probably get into the discussion of what happens after the food leaves the stomach. Certainly, it's got to be broken down properly. If it doesn't do it in the stomach because of inadequate amounts of hydrochloric acid, imagine that food going on to the small intestine where it's not ready to be broken down into its finest points and be absorbed. And then that food begins to create a rotting effect in the gastric tract.
Yeah, you're correct. And this is how the digestive system, you know, process works. Your body provides an enzyme in the mouth as you chew the food. As the food enters the stomach secretes the hydrochloric acid and pepsin, and that continues to break the food down. And then the next step is the small intestine, where it will spend a number of hours being digested. And finally, the pancreas releases the three main digestive enzymes. So it goes through quite a process in order for us to get all the nutrients out of it. I think one of the things that people don't really realize is the effect of eating highly heated foods and how that affects our body, how it destroys enzymes in our food. And can you kind of explain how this works? Because everybody, we're so used to eating cooked meals.
Yeah. Fast cooked and high temperature foods creates lethal damage to some of the molecules and essentially make some of the nutrients that are in that food ineffective. Just because the food is heated up too much. Back in Bible times, you know, when they cooked food, it was at a slower and longer lower temperature, but also cooked slower. Even when they made bread, bread was one of the main staples of life, and the breads were made from a lower temperature, so they weren't damaging the nutrient molecules in the foods as much. So it was more organic. So it didn't have back then. It didn't have the ear of chemistry that was putting a lot of chemicals on food crops, and so therefore there was that advantage as well. So basically, food had much higher density of nutrient content. Nowadays, a lot of the foods that are cooked take out a lot of the nutrients. To begin with, they're artificially stimulated in the soils, and so that when they do come to us, though they look green, the nutrient density content is less to begin with. So, you know, we really put a stress on our bodies, and that's why if we get away from more of the cooked foods and start eating more of the live, uncooked foods, vegetables, salads, fruits, and clean meats, it would be a whole lot better for us. So definitely high temperature foods just make more difficulty for the nutrients to be able to survive that.
Now, I understand too that eating highly cooked foods also has a tendency to raise or elevate the white blood cells in our body. And it's fascinating that they have them categorized in different ways. Like there's no increase in white blood cell count at all if you're eating raw foods or foods that are heated at 200 degrees or less. But it starts to increase once you start eating foods cooked at the boiling point. And it gets even worse when the foods are cooked above the boiling point. You know, things that are cooked like 350 to 450 degrees, your breads, your muffins, biscuits, cakes, all the things that we like to eat but shouldn't.
Yep.
Pressure cooked foods, canned foods, those really raise it. And it just gets even worse from there when you're eating white flour, white sugar, fried foods. And the most violent reaction of white blood cells being raised is in, and this is equivalent to somebody that's been poisoned is eating the cured meats, the cooked meats, foods marinated in chemicals like hydrogenated oils,
yeah,
margarine, MSG, artificial sweeteners like the aspartame, artificial colorings, flavorings, all that. So that really ends up putting a huge hit on our immune system.
Yep. The simpler the food, generally the healthier for us. Also, do you have anything you can say about the nuking of our foods?
Oh, goodness, yeah. There's been many studies done that has shown that the microwaving of the foods just completely destroys all the nutrients that are in them.
I do remember that they took an experiment. They did an experiment, and they took some water that would typically be used to put fish in to live, and then they nuked it up, and then naturally let it cool down, and then they put fish in there, and they didn't live. Killed them.
They did another experiment also with some plants where they microwaved the water and let it cool down. And the one with the unmicrowaved water did very well when they used the microwaved water on the other plant. It started dying fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So that it's scary to think that it might be doing the same thing to our bodies.
So when we heat up our tea in the morning or make our coffee, we're better off not using the instant coffee or doing anything that would throw water into the microwave or food for that matter that we want to eat, because it definitely damages it. The typical good food has a polarity characteristic about it that's just very natural. And when we nuke a food, we can destroy some of those polarities and make it much, much less effective.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's we're talking about digestive enzymes now. So, what are some of the common symptoms that you typically see of low digestive enzymes?
Incomplete digestion of food, which in the case of carbohydrates is going to produce gas. Putrefaction in the case of proteins, and then of course rancidity, where there are fats, oils. And so if these foods enter into the small intestine and stay there for a while, and they don't have adequate digestive enzymes to be able to help break those food down to their final absorptive skills, like, for instance, polypeptides have to go down to amino acids, and essential fatty acids have to go down to their simplest form. So these foods have to continue to break down. If we don't have those characteristic enzymes to be able to do that, then you've got putrefaction, fermentation, and rancidity. And the food rots. And then when that continues on down into the large intestine, then that starts to have an effect on the body resorbing these very toxic poisons. And they really potentiate a lot of illness.
A lot, yeah. And some of the signs can be, you know, bad breath, food allergies and sensitivities, diarrhea, constipation, skin breakouts such as acne.
Yeah. Constipation. Can I stop you on that one?
Yeah.
That's a slowing down of the peristalsis. If the intestinal floor of the gastric system is healthy, you have the normal ability to be able to evacuate at least once a day. And a lot of people, as they get older, if they don't break the food down correctly in the stomach, they don't have those digestive enzymes in proper quantity in the small intestine, that peristalsis will slow down, and then they will start to have constipation or difficulties with evacuation. That's a sign of a weakness in the gut. And there are a lot of things that coexist in the case of a weakness. So I just want to alert you, if you're noticing that you're having some difficulties with constipation, that's a flag. That says there's something going on here. It may not be overt, obvious. Along with that, you can have gas and bloating. So those are signals that there's something not working. And that's where the QRA comes in, because the quantum reflex analysis can specifically isolate the mechanisms that are functioning and not functioning, and then what tells you exactly what the solutions are. As I mentioned before, the gut is 80% of the immune system, but it's also the intestinal membrane that is responsible for absorbing all the nutrients that your body needs to run all the organs and glands, including the brain, including the thyroid gland, including the adrenals. So all the organs depend upon that. So if you take care of the gut, you can be sure it's going to really take care of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think a lot of people also don't realize that 80% of our serotonin is also in the gut.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're having low mood, sadness, and just can't get out of that funk, then that's another thing that should make you start thinking about your digestion. Digestion, those enzymes are naturally produced by our body. They help to completely break down the food for proper absorption. And uncooked foods naturally contain their own variety of enzymes. And then there's research that has shown us that our digestive enzyme system gradually wears out with use, especially if we eat a predominantly cooked food diet.
So,
cooking that food destroys all those enzymes and just requires our body to produce larger amounts of these to digest our food. Unfortunately, the ability of the pancreas to provide these enzymes, as we said, it declines with age. So the more cooked food we consume, the sooner our body's capacity to make enzymes declines. And, you know, not only that, but the body's ability to produce enzymes can also diminish dramatically with stress and illness, exposure to drugs and other toxic chemicals.
If you've got a minute, let me interject a thought here about this leaky gut. Many, many of our listeners have probably heard about the leaky gut syndrome. That's a general term to describe a number of different characteristics in which the gut's not working correctly. As you mentioned earlier, it could be due to antibiotics, repeated use of antibiotics, which damages the beneficial bacteria that are there. And if the gut becomes compromised enough, it'll have difficulty being able to restore that. The food for the beneficial bacteria would be fiber foods. There's soluble and insoluble fibers, but fruits and vegetables, those are good foods for the beneficial bacteria to help restore them. Or you can take you have a good product that's being used to help restore the gut again. But this leaky gut system is a catch-all term for a number of different characteristics. And I just want to mention this. If a person has a leaky gut problem, they will have reduced peristalsis, but they'll also have a breakdown that creates a weakness that allows for not only the lack of beneficial bacteria, but just to take probiotics does not fix it. There's other characteristics going on in the gut which can be potentiating disease, such as gram-negative bacteria. You heard about Wendy Williams on the news the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She's got this hyperthyroid, Graves Hashimoto's type of a problem. And what is hyperthyroidism? It is the product of the toxins that have come through the large intestinal tract. It's a signal that her gut has broken down and has exposed her thyroid to toxins, which creates an autoimmune reactions. So now she gets into Hashimoto's or Graves. Those types of problems come because of a breakdown with this leaky gut condition. The normal size of a person's gut is probably equivalent to a tennis court. You know, it's amazing how much tissue is in there that's supposed to selectively absorb the good and keep out the bad. But once that breaks down, then you've got leaky gut. Now it exposes the body to a plethora of different types of nutritional deficiencies and weaknesses in the system that can produce a number of different diseases.
Yeah, well, the good news is our other blockbuster special this weekend is the Premier Digest, and it's got 7 of the key digestive enzymes. The fermentation process of the Premier Digest actually yields the most superior digestive enzymes that are out on the market today. Typically, I recommend taking 2 capsules at the start of every cooked meal and then follow up at the end of the meal with the HCL detox kit. And we do have a number of other products that greatly benefit the digestive system. So any questions, again, feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email. You have been listening to Central Florida Health Line. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. Our blockbuster special today is the Premier Digest and the HCL Detox Kit. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. You may also email us your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's cfhealthline@yahoo.com. And if you choose, you can come pick up your nutrients. We're located in Winter Park, right on Howell Branch Road. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. I invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health problems and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard us on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check us out on the web at drheiss.com or call us at 407-677-1660. You have been listening to Central Florida Health Line. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I look forward to you joining me again next Saturday at noon for another informative edition of Central Florida Health Line.
You've been listening to Central Florida Health Line with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Health Line. This was a pre-recorded show.